Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
That's one thing nobody can make you do, is believe something or believe that you receive something. The devil can't make you. No man, no woman, nobody can get inside you and force you to believe you receive. Or force you to accept the words and thinking and thoughts and doctrine of anybody's teaching. God has given us complete independence and freedom in that regard. He made us this way. It is a great freedom. I said it's a great freedom. People can tell you all kind of stuff. They could torture your body. They still can't make you believe it. They could cut off your arms and legs. They could shoot you 12 times. That don't mean they made you believe anything.
That's right.
Right? Say it out loud. No one
can make me
believe something.
Receive something.
Nobody can. And see, God has chosen not to make you believe anything. So He's not going to make you believe He exists. He's not going to make you believe His Word. He's not going to make you receive salvation, the new birth, the infilling of the Spirit, healing or prosperity, or anything. He's not going to. The devil can't. No other man can. So it's completely up to you. What you receive and what you don't. What you accept and what you don't. You're sitting here right now. Every word I'm saying, you're deciding whether you're going to take that or whether you're not. And you ought to check it out. You ought not just swallow everything that comes out of my mouth or anybody else. I'm a human being just like you. Right? I could make a mistake. I could say something dumb. I could say something wrong. I know it's a thought, but I could. That's why ministers, all ministers, listen up. When you step up behind this pulpit, it is not time to just chat. It is not time to just talk. I mean, you and I standing on the sidewalk talking is one thing. Me standing up behind here and beginning to speak as His representative is another thing. I should not feel free to just say anything and everything that crosses my mind or that I think. Or, right? We should know when to become more focused and more serious and go, now, these are the words of the Lord. We should not feel at liberty to add to them and take from them and change them and play loose with them. Thank God for the Word. Can you say amen?
Amen?
He said, receive it with humility. Now see, what would be the opposite of receiving it with humility? In pride, refusing. Right? Have you ever seen someone not receive words? Have you? Oh boy. Have you ever been talking with somebody, endeavoring to minister something from the Word or from the Lord, and you can tell. I mean, you can tell the longer you go, the harder they're getting. They don't have to say a word. You can see it all over their face. What's going on? They are not receiving this. Can you make somebody receive something? Even for their own good. You cannot. You cannot make somebody. And thank God you can't. You cannot make somebody receive something or accept something. Can the Lord make people receive the new birth?
No,
He's chosen not to. Can we make people receive Jesus?
No,
you can't. And so you don't need to try. You do not need to try to force it. I know you love them. I know it just pains you to think they might not be saved, but it just does not work for you to try to push Jesus down their throat. and try to make them receive. It does not work. All you can do is present Him and go, would you like to receive?
Amen.
What if they don't? Well, then believe for another opportunity. Yeah. Right? As long as there's breath, there's hope.
Yes.
Well, in our own personal lives, it's up to us. We not only receive the word to be born again, we receive other words from the Lord all through our life. And every day we can receive them or we can reject them. Now go with me to 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13. 1 Thessalonians 2, 13. It says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually works also in you that believe. Hallelujah. Examine that verse closer. He said, we're thanking God without ceasing. We just keep on thanking God. When I think about you, you saints at Thessalonica, because when we came to you and we preached to you, you received it.
Yes.
You received it.
Yes.
Did people always receive what Paul preached?
No.
Nope. They didn't. Was it because he didn't preach it well?
No.
Because he didn't know what he's talking about?
No.
No. No. But if you follow his ministry through the book of Acts, there were some places he went. And I mean, they tried to kill him. They ran him out of town. They definitely did not receive it. Right? I mean, when people are stoning you, they're not receiving your ministry. They're not receiving your message, your sermons, right? I'd rather they just got up and walked out. I mean, well, they took it a step further. They got so mad. You know, there were times when the Bible said they ripped their clothes, they pulled their hair, they threw dirt in the air. They're not happy about what they're hearing. So really, considering all things, we're doing pretty good. No hair pulling, no dirt throwing, and definitely no stoning. Thank God. Thank God. But whether you're throwing rocks or just coldly indifferent, not receiving is not receiving. And you wind up, for your benefit, you wind up with the same results. He said, but when you heard the word we preached, you received it. You received the word of God. Say that out loud. You received the word of God. You received it. And I'm not just stalling on this, and I know you may have heard some of these things along this line, but this is so vital, so important. We don't need to go further till we get this better established in our spirit. And he says, well, I want a healing. Healing's what I want to receive. That's what I'm talking about. I want prosperity. I want to pay my bills. That's what I want to receive. That's exactly what we're talking about. And what you're going to see is that before people received a wonder, they received a word.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I said, before they received a wonder, they received a word. And it was through receiving that word that they were built up. Built up and made able to lay hold.
Amen.
Can you hear what he said? He said, receive with humility that engrafted word. Why? That word is able to save you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
You know, people tend to separate preaching and teaching from miracles. I think, oh, we got preaching and teaching coming out of our ears. We need miracles. We need to move of the Spirit. If you separate the miraculous from the Word, you're going into error. The enemy can do some signs. And not everything that is spiritual is God. And this was so confusing. And I'm not throwing any stones. When I was younger in ministry, I almost made some mistakes myself. Because, you know, I'm so hungry for the supernatural. I want to see miracles. I worked in healing school. I want to see miracles. I'm hungry for miracles. So I clamored for miracles. And there were some things that happened that were almost shocking. And I thought, well, then this is what you want to go for. And begin to realize eventually, thank God for Brother Hagin. He began to talk in some ways concerning certain types of ministry that were going on in the country and the world. And I began to see he's not in agreement with that. He didn't call any names, but. And I'm thinking, well, it looks to me like they got scripture, and it just in my immaturity. But thank God I realized he's been doing this for 50 something years. And I'm just going to cool my jets and wait and watch and see. And thank God. I begin to see that it was spiritual, but it wasn't God. Amen. And that can be very confusing to young Christians. Yeah. That's why you need good leadership.
Yes.
That's why you need to read your chapter every day.
Yes.
How many know in the wilderness, the devil quoted scripture to Jesus?
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
And so, well, they got verses. So did the devil. They're quoting scripture. Yeah, but they weren't quoting it in the right spirit, and they weren't rightly dividing the word. How do you rightly divide the scripture? With other scripture. And Jesus said, it is also written. And didn't follow the spectacular spiritual. Because I understand he's having an experience. He's caught up. Set up on the pinnacle of the temple. He's having an experience. He's having visions. He's seeing all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. It's spiritual. It's real. But it's not God. What will help you to prevent being deceived in these ways? Putting the word first. Somebody say first. Prayer is not first. Miracles are not first. The supernatural is not first. The Word. Somebody say the Word.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Receiving the Word, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303B. That's R1303B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.